You guys clinched the playoff spot. What do you guys have to play for the next couple weeks?
Obviously, my winning and the loss in Pittsburgh obviously moved us up to the number 3 seed, and just maintaining that, maintaining our focus throughout the remainder of the season, and carrying that over to the postseason.
Last time when you guys were in Denver, you guys won pretty handily. Do you feel like they're going to come out and really try to play for pride, even though they've been eliminated?
Oh, absolutely, man. One thing I've always admired about this conference, and especially the Denver Broncos, is that they always come out to play hard. And I'm quite sure, you know, Shanahan is going to, you know, convince that team that, hey, we're still playing, you know, for our pride. We're playing for our team. You know, obviously, the playoffs is, you know, not reachable at this point. But you know what? They're still going to come and play hard, and they got a lot of pride in that organization.
Yeah, people have talked a lot about your coach and criticizing and stuff like that, but you know, going into the playoffs at the end of this year compared to last year, do you feel like you have a as good or a better chance of advancing?
You know what? I think the mindset is different. Obviously, we've been there. We understand what it takes in the postseason, and we definitely are not going to rely on the things that we accomplish in the regular season to carry us to the postseason. I think that's the biggest transition we've made is that, hey, we understand that, you know what, we clinched the AFC West. We're proud of that, but we still have goals that we need to attain throughout the postseason.
What's basically different about the team the last couple of weeks, the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Obviously the chemistry, the continuity of the team. You know, when you have obviously a coaching staff that's new, and then you know have the acquisition of players coming in, that's definitely established players in this league, like a Chris Chambers. You know, it takes time to grow, and as the last couple of weeks has been going on, I can just see the growth, and I can see us growing together as a team.